Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we say good morning. Boy, it is a happy morning. And thank God every day, sports fans, for the Florida Panthers. 5-2 win. Everything they said was going to happen before the game, if you watched any of the pregame shows, whether it was a national or Goldie and the guys locally had a pregame show last night, it comes back to a few basic things, man. They're more talented. They have a system they play. They love playing together. Size, speed, more talent. Play the system and make you look real bad. They've won their last three road games. Omar Kelly with us this morning. Woody's going to be out the rest of the week. We just found out he's got some stuff going on. He's got to take care of all day. Dan Day in the other room. Always nice to have him. So they've won their last three road games. 6-1. Game 5 against Toronto, 6-1 Game 7, and 5-2 last night. Those are, as Goldie always tells me, in football terms, equivalent to a 35-36-3 football game. And you're doing it on the road. Like, dominating these teams that are now down to these are the most talented teams. They're the ones left. You're in the conference finals, and they go on the road last night on very, very little rest. They just wrapped up that Toronto series in 7 and kicked their ass, as I say good morning to you. Incredible. Obviously, super talented. A system, a GM and head coach on the same page. I know you kind of rolled your eyes. That wasn't a shot.
No. That was a shot, and it's fair because the Panthers have turned it around like no franchise in this community.
Yes.
And I would like to replicate it.
You know what's funny? So I'm and I know we're all the same. And I know Dolphin fans are the same way because they're going, wow, I saw that last night. Sure be nice to see somebody get a Zito Paul Maurice with us. And talk about the GM and head coach. And everything goes back. First of all, I want to tell all the Dolphin people out there, they're driving in. Look at man, people care and they want to. Your fan base And I know you're saying it as you're in your car this morning. You're going, yeah, we want to be good too. We're doing everything we can. I get it. But they hire this Bill Zito. I didn't know anything about him. You know, got rid of a guy, Dale Talon, who I really liked, was a good guy. Yep. I still may be living down here. Made some good moves, but the system and all things had a really good Hall of Fame coach who had some problems and they had to let him go. Anyway, they put these two guys together and it doesn't happen very often in our life. The perfect marriage.
Yeah.
Probably not a good thing for you and I to be talking about, but but that's a perfect marriage, man. That thing is, and it starts with them.
Did they work together before? How did we know it was going to be perfect marriage?
I don't know. That goes to the top. That goes to the people that make those decisions.
I mean, it starts with getting the right guy.
Vinny Viola is the owner.
Yes.
He's a wealthy guy, too. By the way, if you're not a billionaire, don't own a team. He comes in and he wants to win and he will spin up to the max. He's a lot like our football owner in that way. But they have found chemistry between two guys. Paul Maurice puts his system in. If he hadn't done anything else, he's put a system in and Zito's got him guys that fit that system. They've got a lot of star power, which you have to have. You and I agree. You can't just win with a whole bunch of good guys.
Yeah.
The Joe Roses aren't going to win you a championship in the world. But
don't cut yourself short, Joe.
No. But I'm talking about really good players that play together.
And they traded good players for good players.
Yeah.
It's, you know, to me, you talk about the system, and I need somebody to explain the system and make it make sense to me in football terms so that I can understand – like, how could this thing have been flipped so quickly and gotten to this level of success so rapidly? And, you know, it looks like right now they're probably headed to another NHL Finals. You know, obviously they got to take care of business in this series.
Well, they took some hearts away last night up there in that game.
Yeah.
The way they played. We'll get into all that stuff later.
I mean, they are defending champs.
It is a great point. Yes. And you know what? They were going through the breakdowns last night, and you could tell the national guys, they were like, you know, this is what they need to do and this. And then finally, one of the guys on the show last night, he goes, look it, man. They're bigger. They're stronger. They're faster. They're more talented. And he goes, and oh, by the way, the defending champions, to what you just said. They said that. So,
yeah.
Hey, it's a great point, what you brought. Hey, and I'm not a hockey – I didn't grow up with hockey around me at all, like
yeah,
you.
I didn't grow up with hockey. Yeah.
But I have become – I'm like everybody else that's kind of joined this party since they joined South Florida here. Paul Maurice, I'll never forget. I've said this before, so if somebody's heard me say it, I apologize, because you always feel like you repeat yourself when you do these damn shows anyway. So I know you've said that 100 times.
I think it's okay, Joe.
He said, look it. So they had the real good year the year before, had a really good player that had a ton of points, and he goes, you know, we got to trade him. We're going to make some trades. We got to bring in. We're missing something. So we're going to trade for Tkachuk, Matthew Tkachuk. So he comes down and gets a big contract, big personality, talking some trash. Tampa Bay, your party's over, like yesterday. And then Paul Maurice says, hey, listen, I just want to tell everybody that the system they've been playing is not built for the playoffs. They'll never win in the playoffs with that system.
That sounds familiar, doesn't it, Joe?
Yeah, so he says, and this is I'm saying this for you, so he says, my system is going to take him a little while to learn. But when they feel it and they see what we're going to do to people and make it tough, they're going to love it because they have success. And here we are, as you said, 3 games away right now, 3 wins away from going to a Stanley Cup finals again for a third straight year. And they're looking more and more. I don't know. Somebody tried to tell me Edmonton's still the most talented team, and they think Edmonton's going to be Dallas. We'll find out in the West. But
All right. They're
the most talented team, man, and they're getting it from everybody. They're getting it not from, in football terms, not just from your key guys, but the guys that are kind of reserves and the guys that are the backups. They're getting great performances from their third and fourth lines. And they did and again last night.
Part of the appeal and part of the success is that they've done it. They've gone to the mountaintop and they've won. And I think that injects belief and confidence.
Yes.
You know, people talk about Kansas City and the Eagles. Well, people forget the Eagles went to the mountaintop, I think it was 5-6 years before they won it last season. So they know.
Right.
They know how to do it. So at least certain people in the organization does, the GM does. They know how to build it right. Kansas City, obviously, Andy Reid knows how to build it right.
And those GMs get a lot of credit behind the scenes, both those GMs.
Yes.
Well, you mentioned Howie, but those are considered to be two of the best GMs. And, hey, it's probably all that always doing that, right? When you talk about a team winning a championship,
then you
start talking about the general manager and the moves he makes, and he made all the right moves. And you do get a lot of credit, right, for that stuff.
If you're winning at the highest level. But when you're not, it's funny. I was driving in. And I was listening to the local show that was playing on QAM, and then a caller called, and he was complaining about the Green Bay Packers and how they'll never win anything, and how they don't have a leader up at top. And I'm thinking to myself, are you serious?
Yeah. You might want to call about 28 other teams. To your point,
yeah, 22. You know, yeah,
they bitch in Buffalo a little bit too. We didn't do enough. You know what you did? You signed all your same guys back.
Yeah, yeah. No, you have a nice solid foundation and a core. And you know, last year I thought Buffalo was rebuilding. Goodness gracious, if that's what rebuilding looks like, holy moly!
Yeah.
So it just starts with leadership. It starts at the top, and we keep continue to change what we do and what we believe in and how we operate.
You're exactly right. That's a good point that nobody would disagree with. We have different systems. We got to decide.
We're like chameleons.
We got to decide what we are and just get really good at it. By the way, I saw your article that was posted last night in front of the Miami Herald, and a lot of good stuff that we'll get into. By the way, everything's fair. Sometimes I get Omar or Perk or these guys aren't fair, and I go, what's not fair, man, when you haven't been to playoffs, when you haven't won a playoff game?
I'm not attacking them, and I don't think anything that I wrote in terms of expectations is harsh or unrealistic. Like, I don't think I said anything that's unrealistic. These are all achievable things. But I'm not as down on this team as the fan base. Now, obviously, I haven't watched OTAs yet, and my tune might change once I start watching people play football or play flag football, you know, in pajamas. But this team isn't.
I just think it's really hard to really have an idea how until the season starts. I just can't. I'm not going to read into preseason. I'm not going to read into practices with the music blaring. No.
what you got against the music?
No. I think so. You know, it just really works on communication between coach and player. I think it's great that you can really concentrate through the music blasting.
It's every team in that.
I know.
Patriots are doing it.
Like, no. Everybody. I get it. No. It's not us. I truly agree. I'm with you.
It's, you know, even the hard coaches, you know, the Brian Flores did it. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but.
Well, he's not going to change. Mike's not all of a sudden going to come back and say, hey, I read a book on Don Shula. Here I am. And, you know, I'm going to.
Yeah, I read Jimmy Johnson's book. Jimmy book with Dave Hyde. And I'm going to become a tough guy now and a tough coach. Mike is who he is. And I love that about him. I love that he has not changed from day one. He's a quirky.
I don't think he's going to lose the team. I saw your stuff. And yeah. You didn't say
that's
he
the
will.
Biggest challenge. That's the biggest challenge he has. You think he has a bigger challenge than that?
Well, they're going to go through some. Listen, every team.
Every team goes through adversity.
Team,
yeah.
And you just hope that whatever it is, it doesn't go for a month. Or it doesn't end up affecting you for 3 or 4 games, and then somebody says something.
But I'm telling you, Joe, throughout my history, I have literally seen teams quit. Just on that Adam Gaze after that Minnesota loss, they're like, yeah, we're done with this dude. We're out. Pull themselves out of the final game. Player after player after player in Buffalo. Just like, nah, we don't play. We don't want to play for him. Went in the locker room after the game. talking to guys. Yeah, dude, we didn't even know if anybody was going to be fired. We're like, you feel like this coach should you know, get another opportunity to do it over? Well, I don't know about all that. Shaking their head like, no.
The Mike thing, I don't think Mike's going to lose a team. He works with these guys, maybe too much in my liking, but he wants them to know it's your. He wants them to know it's your team.
This
is the way we want to do it, and the big leaders, you guys are just as important as coaches.
They are
just as important as coordinators, and just as important as I am as a head coach.
Sometimes they decide who starts and who doesn't.
I don't know about that.
They do.
I don't know.
I'm telling you,
that.
They do.
I'm gonna tell you, I don't know. Sometimes you go too far. You're not telling me players are gonna tell the coaches who should start.
Toronto will tell you who he wants to start next to him.
Jalen Ramsey tried to get Cam Smith, man.
Jalen Ramsey, Cam Smith was a starter because Jalen Ramsey said so. I'm not playing with you, Joe. I am not playing with you.
I have trouble believing that Vic Fangio is gonna listen to Jalen.
No, that wasn't Vic Fangio. That wasn't Vic Fangio.
You're not telling me Coach Weaver would do that either.
Why do you think Cam Smith was starting? And then he got the first opportunity. He struggled, stormed duck, played better, and then he got replaced. He came back because of injury.
You start listening. Now listen, players do know who should play.
Yes, they do.
They know more than any of us.
They absolutely do.
By the way,
do.
Before a writer goes, why aren't we playing this guy? And you're going, well, dumbass, you're not around and see what's going on every day. But guys know. I went through a classic with – and I'm going back on everybody. We were losing after the Super Bowl. We had no offense. We came back the next year after losing the second half of a Super Bowl that we should have probably won against Washington. So we come back. They draft Dan Marino. So he's sitting there. And we can't score. Defense is getting frustrated. You can go back and look. I don't know, 3-4 games. We just couldn't score. So Shoes, we're getting kicked around. We're struggling to get first downs, and David, God bless him, he is my roommate. He wasn't very good. He just wasn't. Woodley wasn't getting better, and so now all of a sudden, he starts playing in the second half. So I don't know, two games. I know the Monday Night Football game where he threw his first touchdown pass, but also he's marching up and down the field against the Saints. So now everybody sees it, right? Everybody on the team's like, we can't score. And so at first it was like, well, they're playing, they're loosening up. So Danny, you know, he's playing against a 2-minute drill. Well, that was the thought at first.
Yeah.
And then now he starts making throws. Not dump off throws, but now he's throwing it between. He's making throws that nobody else can make.
Mm-hmm.
So even Shoes, like the coaching staff, must have said something, like, because all of a sudden he comes back. He goes, Buffalo, Marino starts today. And the rest is history.
But hold on, you didn't see it in practice, though, beforehand?
Yeah, we saw it in practice every day. Saw it in practice from day one.
And probably players talking to each other and start whispering, like, oh, we need this Whitley guy, this Dan Marino here. He might be pretty good.
But
they didn't have those conversations?
Well, they had it, but you think anybody was going to go to Don Shula and tell him who they...
See, that's what the difference between today's athlete and yesterday's athlete. Maybe, there, Joe.
Some, you're probably right. When you have that power to your point that you're a strong captain on the team, I call them strong captains,
mm-hmm.
You go, hey, coach.
Supersized captains. Like, you're right.
Hey.
I'm like, you're not everybody. Questioning. No, there's no coach on Miami staff that can question Calais Campbell. Not a single one, ever. Tell me who can question Calais Campbell and his knowledge, wisdom, judgment.
No, when you get a guy that's been around that long, there's definitely respect. But you cannot, no matter how long a guy's been around, Omar, you can't let a veteran 30 years old, 35 years old, 38 years old that's had his resume is screaming either almost a Hall of Famer or a really damn good career or a Hall of Famer. You can't allow that guy to have more power than your coordinator.
I didn't say he has more power. I said he probably
You can go in and go, hey, coach, you seeing what I'm seeing out here?
Yeah.
Young Johnny over here, Johnny Young is playing his ass off.
What I'm saying is Teron Armstead of Calais Campbell, and we are talking about the supersized coaches. You don't think Teron Armstead decided who played next to him at all times?
I don't know.
Yeah, he did. And
I think, again, I think Mike talked to him because Mike.
Yes, Mike talked to him. Yeah.
So Mike,
depends on his leadership.
Part of keeping your team together and your team having your back is making sure those guys have your back.
Yeah, you're 1,000% correct.
Hey, we got to go to break. We're running super late on this thing. This is what happens, man. You go from a team that's got this thing figured out and a team that's trying to get it figured out. But hell of a win last night for the Panthers. My God, did they look good. We'll get in some of the numbers. We'll have a lot more coming up for you here this morning as the Panthers now lead that series 1-0, and they'll jump right back at it tomorrow night.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Kachuk on the end wall for the Panthers. Matthew Tkachuk, right circle, Reinhart. Down low, Tkachuk. Back along the near side, Barkov. Tkachuk in the right wing corner. Barkov here on the right side into the circle. Barkov in front, a chance. Backhand, they score! And it's Carter Verhaeghe, backhand, top shelf. And the Panthers are on the board first here in the Eastern Conference Final.
That was Verhaeghe. What a gorgeous goal to start that game last night. Backhand. Lifted that sucker right in front of the net and got that first goal. By the way, Panthers only had, this is amazing. They only had 20 shots last night, had 5 goals. 2 power play goals against a team that has given up 2 power play goals in the whole postseason. In their first 2 rounds gave up 2 power play goals total. Last night, the Panthers able to get that. I mean, you talk about breaking somebody's spirit. You're supposed to be good on penalty killing. And that was bad last night as the Panthers get 2 power plays. Big Bob, 31 saves was just spectacular. So I always do this now. I've been really enjoying, this goes to Toronto, now I did in Carolina, where it's not as passionate, obviously, as Toronto and hockey is in Canada, especially in Toronto. So they were talking, they're going back, well, I didn't think Big Bob was that good. And the other guy's going, he was pretty damn good. If you go and look at highlights this morning, Big Bob was really freaking good. He had some great saves, with some point-blank shots. Because Paul Maurice came out last night, he said, man, I honestly didn't love our game. And I heard that, so I got up this morning, wanted to see it again, the highlights, and I go, oh, I get it. Probably not overly excited about some of the shots that Big Bob had to face. I mean, a lot of good opportunities. They couldn't score. So he gets 31 saves, and obviously Verhaeghe and Ekblad with the goals in the first period. By the way, also last night, I don't know if I've seen this, but it was clear cut. And Brad Marchand got a misconduct in the third period, Omar. And so I see it, and I see him, and they're fighting, and they're going at it with Shane Gostisbehere, who happens to be a Pembroke Pines kid. He's from down here. Went to Stoneman Douglas High School before taking off to go into the hockey world. But I think he played for the Junior Panthers, if I'm not mistaken, which is a big travel league with a lot of the top players, top young players. My nephews both played in that. Hell, they had four or five guys on their team that are playing in the NHL right now.
Really?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. So my nephew's in a picture, literally, with four other guys. They're in the NHL. Not in minor league, but in the NHL playing. So they've had, and some of their fathers played down here, obviously, okay, with hockey all background, right, to give you an idea, gotcha, that ended I'm up like, staying
I,
down like, here.
Yeah, I always wonder, how do you develop as a team hockey player,
right,
down here? Yeah, down here.
So those guys, the travel league is pretty good. Okay. They got a travel league team, Junior Panthers, but I understand now there's teams outside that travel league outside of the Junior Panthers. And they play against all the best teams, Detroit, Boston. They go out of the big hockey markets, and they go up to Canada. My nephews used to go play in Canada.
Boy, that sounds like an expensive league to be part of.
Oh, yeah. Not for
– Yeah.
If you ain't got dough, probably not the best show
probably,
for you.
Probably might be the second most expensive other than – maybe third, golf and tennis, maybe.
That's a good question because a lot of countries – if you're good, it doesn't matter. They put you in their programs over there, and it's not about money. They're about how good you are.
Yeah. See, and that's what I'm learning. Maybe we need to take a page from some of these other countries in terms of these youth academies, soccer, hockey, even basketball. I know football is what it is.
Football is a different sport.
Football is different.
Football is going to play through high school, and it's never going to, like, we're going to start to travel.
It's really 7-on-7 now, but but you still got to do the high school because it's not like basketball.
Basketball. This basketball now is travel league, although outside of the Columbus team that was fantastic with the two brothers that are going to Duke.
The Boozer Boys.
Yes, but there are a lot of guys only playing travel league basketball, don't even play high school basketball.
No, but 7-on-7 is a cottage industry right now.
It is. It has become really big. And by the way, keeps those guys, you know, playing. I don't know how you play football year round, but God bless them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
Hey, so getting back to this thing. So Brad Marchand has this shot from Shane Gostisbehere. Guy fires a shot at him. And Brad Marchand loses it last night and goes after him and gets the misconduct and basically done for the game in the third period of that game. I don't know if I've seen a guy actually. I mean, there's a lot of frustration. Gostisbehere had some bad plays last night, but I mean, there's no doubt. It was like you go back and you watch it, and it was like, yeah, he fired a puck right at him, and so Marchand wasn't having it last night. So anyway, also something happened last night that.
Doesn't hit the box score?
Kind of interesting. So the trade to get Brad Marchand right before the trade deadline, when they went out and made some great deals with some guys that have really friggin' helped this team, and Brad Marchand right there, who's been the captain in Boston for a long, long time. So last night, the pick that was a second-round pick for Brad Marchand became a first-round pick because he had to win two rounds and play 50% of the postseason, which he has. Uh-huh. So officially last night was more than 50% there in their third round. So all of a sudden Boston in a couple years gets the Panthers' first-round pick instead of second round, which, by the way, they don't really care about, as you could tell, with the team and all the guys they have under contract. They're not worried about a first-round pick in a couple of years. They've got this thing figured out, and that's another
culturally
great example of, before a trade deadline, getting a couple of guys to come down here and be chew up minutes and strengthen your lines the way they have. I get it's a lot easier to do in hockey and basketball to me than it is.
You mean talking
in
about
football.
Building a team?
Yeah, because it's so much. You got to have 53 guys, and it's a physical. It's a lot more. They're going to be more injuries.
But hold on, hockey does require you to go deeper than basketball. I hear if you got three stars in basketball, and they got good chemistry, you got good coaching.
You got a good chance. We saw the big three down here with good support.
But you also have to create a culture. And
that never changes.
We've
had big threes, to your point, including that last one in Brooklyn that had no culture.
Absolutely.
With three guys.
Wherever Kevin Durant goes, there is no culture.
But he was the least of the problems.
Are you sure?
Yes. I am sure that Kevin Durant, not even close.
I'm sorry. You can't keep going place after place after place and not winning, but then, you know, get part of Golden State's culture and then develop a winning reputation. Where else has he won? Where?
I'm just saying.
Look at that Thunder team. Look at that Thunder team he had.
Now listen.
How many MVPs were on that Thunder team?
Omar, listen to me. The two guys he was playing with, two of the most selfish players the NBA has, the two guards.
Hold on. Kyrie Irving, come on.
Kyrie Irving was going through that wouldn't play and all that drama with
COVID, and
we didn't know where he was.
Trust me, I interviewed him. He's a strange duck.
Okay.
Yeah.
And James Harden, and come to find out, James Harden knows who didn't get along. Somebody should have known that before James Harden wanted
it's
to
It's only
there
his second
play.
Time playing together with him. He came there because I didn't think James Harden was a great fit with that Brooklyn team, and then Simmons. So I, you know,
I'm just telling you, those two guys, that thing had no shot.
Okay, so what's your
excuse
for Phoenix then?
No. I'm not saying Kevin Durant's the greatest. He's a great player individually, but I don't.
You
better be careful. He might be down here.
And that's my biggest concern. If you're coming down here, you better buy into Heat culture. Does Kevin Durant look like a Heat culture kind of guy for you? To you?
I don't think Kevin Durant's a problem. We don't hear about Kevin Durant and
is
all
he
the
part
drama.
Of the solution anywhere?
I'm just saying one thing about Kevin. I seem to defend Kevin Durant more than anybody else. Kevin Durant is not a problem with some of the other things.
Yeah, no.
We don't have that other drama. You go James Harden. You don't hear about Kevin Durant in Las Vegas in clubs on his night off.
Okay, but you do know he's a big weed smoker.
You're telling me that.
So is most of the league. But
we got guys here that are big weed smokers.
You're
right?
Correct. It's legal in the NBA and
there's
and
a lot
football.
Of security checks where guys get secondary smoke and get you high in this league. In all of them.
I don't know. I don't know if he. I get it. He's a whale. He's big. He might be available.
He literally only wanted out of that situation in Brooklyn.
How many situations
he
is decided, he going to walk in one out of?
He decided to jump in bed with Kyrie Irving, and everybody goes, are you sure that you and Kyrie know
Kyrie
each
looks
other
like he's
together?
Kyrie did just fine in Dallas.
I know.
Without him.
You're right.
So all is Kyrie sudden, the problem?
All of a sudden, that thing worked. Actually, I was shocked that it worked so well with he and Doncic.
Yeah.
I was shocked. Hell, they're calling the best pair of guards maybe ever when Charles Barkley and those guys came out. I was like, calm down, slow down on that a little bit. Don't do the one-hit wonder on me about greatest guards to play together. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff. That was a weird one, though. You going Kevin Durant, and that was a problem in Brooklyn. My God.
Well, what about Phoenix? You just going to ignore that one, too?
That thing was a mess, yes. That thing did not go well.
He's a nomad because he keeps jumping in the messes. Maybe he is the mess.
I don't know. He scored 27 a night.
Yeah, okay.
Got to have some help. That team had no help.
All right, maybe you need to play better.
Booker's great, but you know, the third guy they got from Washington, just a waste. They can't give that contract away.
They went to the Western Conference Finals before Kevin Durant got there, right? They were a pretty good team for a little while.
How long ago was that?
That was a couple, like 21. Yeah. They went to the NBA Finals and lost to the Bucks. That was 21.
Oh my God, it was 3 years ago. Oh gee.
In the NBA, three years.
I mean, he's only been there for 2 years now. Like, yeah, oh, gosh.
The thing hasn't worked with Kevin Durant. I get it. And people are still mad he left Oklahoma City after Golden State beat him in the playoffs, and he went to Golden State.
Couldn't get it done with three MVPs on one team.
Jumped on that band. I wish he'd have stayed in Golden State and finished it out, but
I'm sure he wishes he would have, too.
Draymond destroyed that. Draymond called his ass out right there in front of everybody.
Somebody called him out, but you don't think he's part of the problem in Brooklyn and Phoenix and wherever he's going to go to next? Maybe Miami?
Yeah, I didn't. He's going to be an upgrade if he comes to this team. Let me hear you say I'm wrong on that.
No, but he's got to buy into Heat culture for you to win anything.
He will. He'll respect. He's going to respect Spo.
He's going to respect the old man.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Bobrovsky to Forsling here in the near corner. Pressure arrives. Stankoven took it away. Tried to feed Taylor Hall. Couldn't. Recovery effort made by Forsling. Played over for Ekblad. Bobrovsky working without a stick. His stick all the way over in the far circle. Chance in front. Save Bobrovsky on Roslovic from right out in front. With no stick, Sergei Bobrovsky keeps the Panthers up a pair. And then the Panthers get a clear to center.
Are you kidding me? Without a stick, Taylor make a save like that? Unbelievable stuff from Bobrovsky as it comes out quickly to the slot.
All right. Wow, what a game last night. What a start for the playoffs for these Panthers. 6-1, 6-1 wins in their last two in games. 5-7 in Toronto, which is an ass-kicking. And then last night get off to a great start again. Gorgeous goal by Verhaeghe. And that really got started. 5-2 win. A lot of great saves by Big Bob. If you don't, just go back and look at the highlights. Big Bob had some unbelievable point-blank saves last night, including that one you just heard on the radio broadcast last night here on Sports Radio 560. Big Bob with 31 saves. Panthers only had 20 shots. Kind of lost in all this thing. Panthers only had 20 shots and had five goals. Two of them, power play goals. I bring that up. You get power play goals. You're supposed to... You know, your percentages when somebody's a man short, better opportunities to score. But this team they were playing last night had only given up two power play goals in the playoffs so far. And last night they give up two. That number got doubled up last night. So another good win. And I love going to those national guys looking from the outside in and hearing that they're breaking this thing down. And then finally somebody goes, look it. And they want to jack up the series. They want people to stay around TNT and watch the games. He goes, size, speed, they have more talent, and they got the experience, and they just won the Stanley Cup. Nobody said, and they all just kind of looked at him. And it was like, yeah, I mean, nobody wants to come out and say, but Panthers, even though it's a Eastern Conference Finals, they're the better team. I mean, you saw it. You saw it from top to bottom, scores to playing a system, as well as Carolina has played that system. Only had two losses going into last night in the playoffs. Only two. And last night, they just went, wow, this is that's got to be a tough one. Now, people are blaming it. Well, Carolina had too much rest. 4 or 5 days off. You're better off playing every other day. You're in rhythm. You can spin that. That's going to be great for radio, according to what side you're taking on this. And, hey, maybe Carolina will be better here tomorrow night. But what a great start, because all the Panthers wanted to do is you got to win on the road if you're starting. And they took care of that. So they'll be coming back, obviously, for games 3 and 4 to Amerant Bank, Jerry's house, which has been really good to him so far in these playoffs. All right. So I had that. Oklahoma City, by the way, last night. I haven't talked much about that. 26-point win. We talk about the Stars. SGA, 31 points. Going to be the MVP. Should be. 70 second-half points. It was actually a low-scoring, kind of ugly there in the first half. And then the second half, OKC just blew the doors off and got it going. Anthony Edwards. Listen, man, I love the fact that everybody loves Anthony Edwards. He's talented. He's as athletic as any guy we have. But you can't go 5 for 13 and 18 points if you're going to win on the road. First of all, he can't shoot just 13 times. That's a Jimmy Butler special right there, 5 for 13.
Wow, you got to take a shot.
Oh, no. Hey, listen, man, I'm on cloud 40. My team that I grew up with lost, and Jimmy Butler had to be the main man. Steph Curry was out to see, all right, because they're all going now because they've been stroking Jimmy Butler, and they should. He helped them win, and they were struggling to get in the playoffs.
Would they have even been there without Jimmy?
Probably not. I'm fair.
Yeah.
I'm just not a fan of Jimmy Butler. Yeah. But anyway, so
did you hear Dwayne Wade's criticism of him?
Oh, by the way, wasn't just him. It was, UD started the whole thing about UD came out and said, listen, I know you guys are calling him playoff Jimmy and all this stuff, but hey, man, you didn't stop Dwayne Wade and LeBron James. He talked about guys he played with. The guys I play with, they're going to get theirs no matter what. We might lose, but those guys, you're going to go, damn, those guys. And
they did their part.
They did. And Jimmy.
But Jimmy plays a different game, though. Jimmy plays a different game than everybody, but probably LeBron because he's more of a facilitator. He wants to get his guys going. But I agree. There
well,
is
when
a
your number one guy's
Jimmy.
Out, Steph Curry's out. The guy scoring 36
you gotta
a
put
night.
Up, you got to put up 40.
You got to have one of those games. But we've seen Jimmy have him down here.
Yes, we have. Took us to the finals.
He's had some 40s. He might have had a 50 in there. But when you're taking 12, 13 shots, come on, guys. Come on, guys that don't play a lot. I need a big night from me. Here's a pass. That's not. So anyway, yeah, so UD, and then I saw D-Wade came out and did a little I liked it. That's a new thing, right? Somebody else rips them, and you just do thumbs up, I like it. And you're as guilty, right? We see somebody do that, and everybody else is all fired up and everything. Anyway, Jimmy Butler got his money, man. Got his money, and maybe he can come back now and pay some of the bills he had before he left.
Nah, man.
He just said, hey, you're lucky I stayed at your place.
Listen.
You're lucky I stayed here. You can tell him Jimmy Butler lived here, and I trashed your place.
What landlord is going to pretend like you didn't trash their place when you leave, especially when you leave and don't pay your final bill or whatever. Yeah. Come on. What landlord is not trying to keep their deposit? Dan Day, you're a chronic mover. Have you ever had a landlord give you back your deposit?
Not that kind of money. Hey, all day, I don't know what he's talking about. Nobody's put that kind of money. Nobody's running a $200,000 bill up.
Ooh, no.
Come on. He inflated
that. Fix
a
damn
bill.
Air conditioning unit. At least call an around-the-clock air conditioning and plumbing. Let them come in there and take care of that. All right, so we got to go to break here. We got to get all caught up. See, you know, it's funny, you do shows, the next thing you're off talking about somebody you either really like or really don't like. It's amazing how this works in this business. We got a big owners meeting today, by the way, besides the Panthers win. It's got me, I noticed, in a really good mood today. That win does amazing
things. I hear they're about
to
sneak in the tush push. They're about to sneak it in because they couldn't get it done and approved in the owners meeting with the media.
The vote is about no today, not about yes. The vote, 24-32 votes. And that thing is gone. We're going back to the old original quarterback sneak.
It already got turned down?
No. Today.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Roger Goodell needed some time to work on some owners individually.
Yeah, I know. Twist some arms.
That
thing
wasn't looking good.
Do you want Hard Knocks or not? I need a vote.
You know what? I got to tell you something, man. I have respect. They didn't have enough votes.
Yes.
And Roger wants to get rid of it.
Yes.
They didn't have enough votes, so he pushed it a couple months
to
this owner's meeting.
Tabled it
so that he could work on some owners individually, because there's no history of injuries. So they it's future injuries they're worried about.
It's ridiculous.
There's two teams that have had great success. One team's been unbelievable, Philly.
But what's odd is, and I was at that owners meeting, and we were asking questions about the tush push. I couldn't find a single coach that had a problem with it.
Mike's got no problem with it. He said they just do it better than the rest of us.
Why are we
going
to...
Way to go, Mike. I like that.
Why are we going to penalize somebody for being successful at something?
At something we can all do.
We can all do the same thing. We know we can't do it, but yes.
Well, first of all, let's start with this. Nobody wants to talk about this. Go out and get that offensive line. Go out and draft or find an offensive line like that. And second of all, get a quarterback that can do it.
The quarterback that can squat 600 pounds?
That guy's really good. But you know who else is really good at it?
Who?
Tom Brady. That guy used to get about 4 yards every time he did a quarterback sneak. Tom Brady get in there. He said, there are no tight end doing this. I'm doing it.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.